chrisistisi.com/north-cowichan-2022 facebook.com/stasherbeck twitter.com/stasher_beese instagram.com/stasher_becare you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, I live in Chimenas within the municipality of North Cowichan. What is your occupation, and for how long? I am a local independent retail business owner and operator in our 20th year of business. I also worked 21 years in the resource industry with that tail end of that career as an operations manager. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. 80 to 100 words total. In my previous hometown, I served as a two-term elected city councilor where we tackled a housing crisis at the time and an unhealthy debt load that was becoming unmanageable. I have served 7 years on the Chimenas Business Improvement Association board, with the last 3 years as acting president. I also serve on the board of directors for the Cowichan Trail Stewardship Society for the past 7 years. I have also served in two different Chamber of Commerce boards and as a Rotarian. Why are you running? What's your motivation? 80 to 100 words total. I am running for council to enhance my ability to bring together the varied voices of our strong community to tackle the challenges of growth in a sensitive time for our youth, economy, and environment. I have always been engaged as a resident, business leader, community volunteer, ambassador, and working on behalf of my fellow residents. I have attended open houses, surveys, workshops and presented to North Cowichan Council on several occasions. I want to take the next step in serving my community at a higher level. What are your top three issues? 80 to 100 words total. Advocate for more cycling, walking and focus on the new transportation master plan engagement underway. Look at the community from a people perspective, not cars. Communities thrive when people walk and ride from their homes for errands, work, school and leisure. Aggressively support infill developments in defined growth centers to meet market housing demands, increasing affordability through supply. Focus on mixed non-exclusionary zoning, which will create a more diverse, vibrant community. Preserve green fields and protect sensitive natural areas through a climate resilience lens. Explore how intact community forests provide tourism activity, recreation and health benefits. Ensuring we see through the current municipal forest policy review immediately. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? 100 to 125 words total. In 25 years we will have managed to preserve and protect the river and forest ecosystem of the Cowichan Valley, which will sustain the region in a time of climate uncertainty. Our communities will have a strong walking and cycling network tied into a robust transit system that will exist within dense, vibrant growth centers that reflect the 15-minute community planning approach. Small businesses and services will thrive in a strong, locally minded economy, which will also see a resurgence of rural agriculture and food systems supporting the Cowichan region. What's one big idea you have for your community? 100 to 125 words total. I don't have a big idea or groundbreaking concept to share. Rather, I have the experience of living in Chimenas here in North Cowichan, which has taught me of what is possible in a 15-minute community, and how it can transform our quality of life for the positive. I want all our urban areas of North Cowichan to have equal inclusive accessible ability to walk or cycle without a car to sustain their daily lives, to experience what I have in my community. Walking or riding to work each day, to get groceries, to go to parks, to see a doctor, have a coffee, all help get us outside, meet our neighbors, promote safer neighborhoods, reduce our climate impact and also improve our physical and mental health.